Hello friends, how are you doing today? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Truth and Love podcast. This is your host, Andrew. I'm so thankful to God for this opportunity where I can encourage you, can share testimonies, share inspiration and words of wisdom. I believe we're going to have a great time. We're going to learn from one another, and together we're going to be better. All right, tune in every day here on the Truth and Love with your host, Andrew Kizito. You can also follow me on social media, Andrew Kizito Ministries on Facebook, on Instagram, and you can also check out my website, andrewkizito.com. All right, God bless you. I'll see you next time right here on The Truth in Love. Hello, hello. How are you doing, brothers and sisters? Welcome to The Truth and Love. This is Andrew, your host here. I'm so thankful to God for another opportunity to share a word of hope, a word of encouragement, a word of motivation, and to lift your spirit using the Word of God as our guide. Today, I want to share a message titled, In the Name of the Lord. In the Name of the Lord is the title of the message. And what I'm getting up to today is that, you know, there's so many things we can do, you know, we can say, there's so many things we can, you know, address, but there's some things that you cannot be able to move unless if you are using the name of the Lord. And the scripture says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Think about that. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Now, what does this mean? It means that, you know, there are certain things, you know, we cannot be able to run away from. There are certain things we cannot be able to overcome unless if we run into God using His name. Now I'm going to start reading from the book of Psalm. That's where our message is coming from. Psalm 118, and I'm going to start reading from verse 5, and I read a few verses down into the chapter. And so Psalm 118, verse 5 says, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies." Then in verse 8 he says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." And in verse 10 it says, "All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." You know, and if you read more down, you know, in the chapter, you know, you just read more about David boasting in the Lord and, you know, in the hand of the Lord and what God has done and how, you know, God has made this day the day for rejoicing. But I want to focus on the name of the Lord. You notice here David, you know, gives examples, you know, of situations in his life. He says, "I was hard pressed. I cried out to the Lord. He brought me in a spacious place." You know, say, "The Lord is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies." And, you know, he talks about, you know, how the nations in verse 10, "All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down." Now, you know, you just think about situations in your life. You know, maybe it was a rumor about you or rumors about you. Maybe it was, you know, people at your workplace that were, you know, against you, trying to take you down. Maybe it was at the school or in the family, and you're just fighting over something, and you just cannot seem to see your way out. You know, there's certain things you can do for yourself. There's so much you can fight on your behalf. But you know, when you place your situation in the Lord, when you call upon the name of the Lord will fight for you. David says, I cried out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Brothers and sisters, today, as your first life, I challenge